It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio. It's a Fitz and Harry takeover. Harry Douglas, Jason Fitz on Love Fridays. Setting the mood. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max coming to you live above the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17. Don't forget, in about an hour, Angel Reese going to join us at 8 a.m. Cannot wait to talk to her. Jaylen Brown at 9 a.m. Woo! We got stars everywhere. Stars coming in everywhere. Chris Candy's going to come over, hang out with us later in the show. You're going to sneak over. We're doing this thing while we're in Seaport, where essentially Harry just like tags out like an 80s tag team, and he runs to another studio, and then like he goes and does Famous TV, and then he tags right back in. So you're going to go do a little get up for a minute this morning. So
yeah,
like
a little something.
Look at that. Like that's why he looks all fancy. You wearing a coat and a shirt, the pocket squares.
I'm green with my little lime green pocket sweater.
Yeah, looks
good. You know, watch game gonna stay on point. Earrings gonna always come from Claire's. Don't y'all be fooled by that. Buy three, get three free, ladies and gentlemen.
I genuinely thought about going to Claire's to get my ears pierced before First Take yesterday, just to shock you. I wasn't gonna show you until we started, and then just come in and be like, bang, I got the big bling too. Like, you know, the affordable Claire's bling. Like, I feel like I could rock two big earrings.
I think you could too,
with
man.
My Mario shirt, like Mario shirt and earrings.
Hey.
No,
it'll put you at another level.
Okay, I'm not sure the world's ready for that level.
You know that they love Friday. Next thing you know, you jumping off the ceiling, fan. You know what I'm saying? Hey, take it to another level, baby.
Oh, jumping off the ceiling fan. That's what they're going to put on my tombstone sometime. All right, so with all the conversation about Joel Embiid you just heard, I should troll for a second and remind everybody that Giannis also put 50 points up on a team and over half of his team points in January, but we don't care about that right now.
What have you done for me lately?
I'm the worst. Embiid is on fire. The 76ers are on the forefront of everybody's minds for a simple reason, because every year we talk about how good Philly is and how this could be the moment, and are they going to take the next step? And it raises a question, though, when you look at the East, because we talk about how packed everybody is in the West. I just keep looking at the East, and I think, all right, for me, as you know, clearly, I think Milwaukee is the best team.
Yep.
So everything is about chasing Milwaukee. And if you're the 76ers, as well as Embiid is playing right now, is there some sort of, you know, you got Harden in this moment, you don't know what the future of that looks like. Is this sort of a now or never moment for Philly?
I believe so. I believe so because of you don't know what's going to happen with James Harden in the future. Also, depending on what you do in the playoffs, you don't know about Doc Rivers' future, right? So you have those two things that are up in the air and a lot of spectacle, you know, when it comes to James Harden and also Doc Rivers. So you want to, try to capitalize on the moment right now. Here's the only thing. Watching that game against the Miami Heat last night, I don't think the Sixers want to play the Miami Heat. I just don't. I don't think the Sixers want to play the Miami Heat in the first round. And if that's the matchup, then they better bring their A game. So think about that now, right? If they got to play the Miami Heat in the first round and the Miami Heat gives them everything that they have, in which the Miami Heat beat them last season in the playoffs, let's just say the Sixers get through that one. They got Boston next. And then if you get through Boston, you got Milwaukee next. So you're talking about three dogfights. If they face the Miami Heat in the first round of the playoffs, you're going to have to have a dogfight with the Miami Heat. You're going to have to be in if you win that series, you're going to have to be in a dogfight with the Boston Celtics. And if you win that series, you're going to be in a dogfight with the Milwaukee Bucks. And at some point, they're going to be tired as hell. They might be burnt out at some point.
I don't disagree with what you're saying in some ways, but I will say this. I don't think Miami in a seven-game series presents as much of a threat. Like, Miami's really struggled this year to shoot the basketball. I'm not as scared of Miami as maybe I should be. I'm the first to admit that, you know, they're sort of off my radar.
Well, they're not the team that they were last season, but
glorious highlights.
And you heard Charles Barkley and them talk about this last night, and Shaq and Kenny and Ernie. You don't want to give that team any confidence, though. And last night, the way that game went, you can't tell me the Miami Heat isn't going to gain more confidence about playing the Philadelphia 76ers if they're matched up with them in the first round.
I don't disagree with that, but I think here's the reason that if I'm Philly, I'm confident. And also, if I'm Philly, I don't feel like it's now or never to win a title. I got Joel Embiid. And I know that's oversimplification, but it's a stars league, right? And stars want to play with stars. And in a world where there are certain stars that people gravitate to, Embiid is one of those. Not only the personality of Embiid, but the fact is, like, I think he is not just an MVP candidate this year. He's the type of person that almost anybody can play around and be effective, in my mind. So, keeping James Harden right now is key. I also don't trust James Harden. As I've said a million times, like, there have been big playoff games where he's, to steal Sarah Spain's phrase, he's forgotten how to basketball. Like, Harden has had big moments where he's disappeared. That sticks in my mind, right? So but when I look at Philly overall, the question is, how do you get better than Boston? How do you get better than Milwaukee? Now, we don't know what the future is going to hold for Boston, just like we don't know what the future is going to hold for Philly. We do have a pretty good idea right now of what the future looks like for Milwaukee. And I think the Bucks have just they've clearly shown that they are in a path where for the next 3 or 4 years, they're a dominant team. The hardest part about trust the process in general, and this is what we talk about with some of the championship legacy conversation. I said this earlier. I want to be fair for all sports. Like, I'm not looking at Joe Burrow and saying Super Bowl or bust, buddy. Why? Because Buffalo's in that conference, because Kansas City's in that conference, and because great quarterbacks are not going to win Super Bowls. I'm not looking here saying, well, you know, the problem is Philly's just not good enough when they need to be good enough. I look at it and say, man, this is a period of chef's kiss to the top three teams in the East. All three of the top three teams in the East this year have played championship-level basketball at some point. So it becomes such a question of who's hot at the right time, who gets the right matchup at the right time. I feel like Philly seems to match up well with Boston, but Boston seems to match up well with Milwaukee. So it's like this weird, you know, it's this weird trio of these three teams trying to figure it out.
Well, here's the thing for me, like, when you look at it from a broader spectrum, right? I don't see the Boston Celtics going anywhere anytime soon. I don't see the Milwaukee Bucks going anywhere anytime soon. We don't know. There are questions up in the air about the Philadelphia 76ers. So that's why I say, like, it's now is their best time, but also moving forward. You don't think the Cleveland Cavaliers are going to be better moving forward too? Having Donovan Mitchell and what those guys are going to be able to create and build starting this year with him coming to that team? So they're going to be better moving forward as well. So now you're adding another team into the equation.
I think the Cavs have been a little undersold this year because of the Kings, as weird as that sounds like. Yeah. The Kings have become the unexpected darling of the NBA, so we don't talk about the Cavs much.
The Cavs are a game and a half behind the 76ers right now. A game and a half behind the 76ers.
And are any of us really giving the Cavs like a championship shot? Like, nobody's looking at that Cavs team and saying, oh, my God. I hear you with Harden. I think there can only be so much smoke and fire around the Boston thing. Like, we constantly hear about, well, can Brown and Tatum live together? Will they be happy together? Will everybody kumbaya? Who's the real superstar? All of these questions. I don't know how much of that is manufactured by us and trying to have a big sexy soap opera on Boston and how much of that is real for what those two guys want. But certainly they're going to have to make some decisions individually on if they want to stay together. You know, so that
Tatum and Jalen Brown.
Yeah, Tatum and Brown. So, like, what did I say? I think that's part of why I look at Boston and say, well, I think Boston's in a little bit of a better get it done right now, because the easiest way to smooth over whose team is this, I'm the best, is a championship, right? Like, you win a championship, and a lot of that goes away. Just like if the 76ers win a championship, a lot of the conversation about what keeps anybody happy suddenly goes to the back seat in my mind.
Well, I will say this about the Celtics, and I think the greatest thing that happened to their team was last year after, the second part of the year, really January, is they really turned a switch, right? And I think Jason Tatum and Jalen Brown really figured out how to play with one another and how to play off of one another, and I think it spilled over to the playoffs. Also, I think it's made a big difference this season as well, because, you know, let's just say, you know, the last few games, you've seen Tatum play, you've seen Jalen Brown sit out, or you're seeing Jalen Brown play and Tatum sit out, and you don't really have much of a drop-off. If you're Boston, that's a great problem to have. To have two elite scorers that can score at will but also play defense on the defensive end, that's a hell of a problem to have. There's a lot of teams out there that wish they can have problems like that. And as far as Jaylen Brown, you know, I wouldn't mind seeing him on Atlanta Hawks, going back home and Georgia.
What, we're recruiting him? Like,
of course I am.
Oh, man, you're just recruiting him over to Atlanta? Like, just like that? Like,
damn right.
Well, shouldn't he stay somewhere where he actually has a chance at winning some games?
Oh, man. See, we're going to get on sports teams now, huh?
Oh, yeah.
We ain't going to bring up the Mets, are we?
Look, I'm a lifelong diehard Mets fan. And, like, you know what? It's early in this process. Like, the Mets and I are in a serious relationship.
See, this is what me and him do. We get to our teams and we get off the rip. We're going to bring up the Mets because, you know, the Braves are looking really good right now.
Yeah, last time I checked, you don't get a participation award for the first 2 miles of a marathon, right? Like, we're just in the very beginning of this thing. The Mets are going to be just fine. Please,
no,
God.
No, but I will say this, though. I love the pairing of Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. And I hope those guys are able to, you know, stay together for a long time because I think they can do some remarkable things on the basketball court together. Now, is that going to happen? I don't know. But I hope it actually does happen.
It makes me bad at my job to say this, and I'll openly admit that. But, like, to me, in the next 3 years, there's a really good chance that the Bucks can be a constant championship team. There's a really good chance that the Celtics can be a constant championship team. And I think, frankly, there's a really good chance that the 76ers can be a constant championship team. It's all going to be about who's hot and who's healthy at the right time.
See, I think the Philly's problem to me is that they're not as deep as those other two teams.
That's fair.
Man.
That's fair.
Like, so they're going to have to continue to add towards their bench and guys that they can count on come playoff time. Because when you run into these other teams, and you look at the Boston Celtics, right? And you have a Derrick White, a Malcolm Brogdon that can come in. You have a Robert Williams coming off the bench, a Grant Williams, all those guys. But then you look at the Milwaukee Bucks and all the people that they have. You have a Bobby Portis. You have a Wesley Matthews. All those guys coming off the bench doing a hell of a job for their teams. So when you look at Philly don't have a bench like that.
I will never forget sitting in a sports bar with our buddy Sean a couple of years ago, and every time Pat Connaughton made a shot, somebody would just start screaming his name from the middle of the streets. You know, the Bucks, unexpected stars. That's all I'm saying, unexpected stars. Yeah. All right, we'll keep breaking down the NBA because everybody keeps talking about the Lakers. I promise we're not about to. There's another play-in team that could make a deep playoff run. We'll tell you about it next. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, it's Fitz and Harry taking over.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do. Big, small, and when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
It's Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80, ESPN 2. But it's a Fitz and Harry takeover. I'm Jason Fitz, sitting with my buddy Harry Douglas. You can usually listen to us from noon to 3 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Baby, tell me.
And if you listen to us on Fridays, you know it's Love Friday. Setting the mood.
Yeah.
We're going to keep setting the mood all day. Angel Reese, by the way, going to join us in about 40 minutes at 8 o'clock Eastern. We will talk to Angel Reese. I am excited for that opportunity. Should be a great time. And also Jaylen Brown. We were just talking about the Celtics. Well, we can ask somebody that knows better than anybody. You know, Jaylen Brown joining us at 9 a.m. Eastern.
You know what I want to do on this Friday? I want people to call in and tell us how their Friday morning is going.
I thought you were really going to tell it. Like tell us how they...
No. Because, you know, I am a man of the people. You are also. And I love when people call in and tell us about their day and what they have planned and how they're feeling and how they're doing. You know, just to add some positivity in the world, right?
Give us that Friday feeling.
Yeah, that Friday feeling, that Friday positive vibe. That's what I want from the people this morning.
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. You know that Harry's feeling good because he just spilled hot chocolate everywhere. So when hot chocolate starts spilling hot chocolate, that's where things go. All right. Now that I made the whole world. Oh, you're welcome, America.
We're building.
Oh, man. All right. Everybody keeps talking about the Lakers. But the funny thing is the play-in, which for anyone that hasn't really paid attention to the NBA and doesn't still understand what the play-in is, right now it's seeds 7 through 10 have the opportunity to go in and play their way into the playoffs. So when you say win a playoff game, technically the play-in doesn't really count. You're playing your way in to the playoffs, right? So in the East right now, the 7 seed is Miami. The 8 seed is the Atlanta Hawks. The 9 seeds Toronto, the 10 seeds the Bulls, for example. So what will happen in that situation is 7 takes on 10, 8 takes on 9, and if you're the 7 seed, you just got to win one game and you're in the play-in. Everybody else has to win, or you're in the playoffs, everybody else has to win 2 to get in. In the West, it's Lakers, Pelicans, Timberwolves, and Thunder. And it raises a question because we keep talking about the Lakers. You know how I feel about that, Harry. Right now they sit in the 7 seed, but is there another team when you look at this play-in that could make some noise? Because I'm going to throw 2 at you and see what you think. Yep. 1, the Pelicans have been playing really well of late, and it means something to be hot late, right?
Yep.
So last week I said, what about the Timberwolves? Maybe they deserve some love. They've taken a little step back. The Pelicans and Timberwolves right now would play each other. As hot as the Pelicans are, there's a chance that the Pelicans would go into a beat the Timberwolves and beat, let's say, the Lakers, and you're in the playoffs. So it feels like there are other teams that could at least find their way in.
Yeah, when you look at the Pelicans, right, disappointing year, though. I'm pretty sure coming into this season, after the season that they had last year and being able to, you know, do some of the things that they did, you know, late when Willie Green really made that trade for C.J. McCollum, I thought they had high aspirations, and I didn't think they would be in a play-in situation. But you look at them without Zion, in which they was in this situation again last year. They've been able to keep things afloat. C.J. McCollum, also Valanciunas. Herbert Jones had a monster game recently where he really lifted this team. But you got Brandon Ingram, a guy that you can really count on. I call him a baby Kevin Durant. No slight against Brandon Ingram, but, you know, the mid-range game, he can shoot it from 3. He's wiry. He's slim. He could do a lot of, you know, some of the same things that Kevin Durant do, but not at the level that Kevin Durant does it. And also Troy Murphy III, I like him. I need an update on Zion, though. Like is Zion coming back? Is he not coming back? Is he going to be able to help this team or not? I think I need more of an update on that. And also, Carl Anthony Towns coming back, him and Anthony Edwards together, those two guys can pose some problems. So really looking forward to watching both of those teams play.
Well, and interesting, 2 games left in the season. We've gotten to this point. There's only 2 games left in the season. The Pelicans have to take on the Knicks and the Timberwolves. That is not an easy draw for them to have to take on in this process. The Lakers have to take on the Suns tonight. Now, again, if you didn't see it last night, KD played more than 40 minutes. So the expectation for most of us, I think, is that KD is going to be on a load management day, probably won't play against the Lakers. So the Lakers will get some version of the Suns tonight on the back half of a back-to-back, and then they'll take on the Jazz, who they needed overtime a few days ago to beat. You know that I've been passionate about take care of your business. They should have crushed Utah. Utah's got nothing left to play for. So I feel like the path is a little easier for the Lakers to get that 7 seed, but that would be important in this situation if you're a team like New Orleans. New Orleans is 8-2 in their last 10. Not taking anything away from the Lakers, they're 7-3, but 8-2 in their last 10 is pretty spectacular work by them.
So, well, I'll tell you this. If the Lakers ended up matching up with the Oklahoma City Thunder, I mean, I wouldn't take that game lightly. Because what Shai Gilgeous-Alexander has been able to do this season, averaging 31.4 points per game, he's been a walking bucket. So if the Lakers go into that matchup, you know, and Josh Giddey as well, and just think that's going to be a layup, they're in for a rude awakening. Let's not forget now, this is the same team that beat the Lakers. Even though the Lakers are constructed differently, when LeBron James broke the all-time scoring leading record, right? that night was kind of spoiled because they lost to the Oklahoma City Thunder. And just the way they've been playing of late, and I would say particularly Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, I'm not going to count them out or anything. I know a lot of people probably thought that they weren't going to, you know, be in this spot this season, especially with Chet Holmgren going down and not being able to play their first-round draft pick. This is a team I think moving forward people might want to watch out for because their young guys are going to be growing and getting better as time passes.
This is – everything you just said is right, but that's what drives me crazy about the Lakers. How can I say on one side, man, I wouldn't take this OKC team lightly, but then on the other side say, but you know, they can beat Memphis. Like, that's hard for me. By the way, Thursday afternoon, Pelicans Executive Vice President of Basketball Operations David Griffin announced, quote, after further evaluation – it's been determined that Zion Williamson will continue his rehabilitation and continue in conditioning regimen. We will continue to monitor his progression and updates will be provided as warranted. So whoever they are right now without Zion is who they're going to be at this point. But still 8-2 in their last 10 without Zion. Like, the number of times I think Pelicans fans and the Pelican organization is going to say, man, we are so close. If we could, like, the one thing you can't help is a player's health. I do not believe there's any part of Zion that doesn't want to be out there, right? Like, he can't help the fact that he's not healthy. It's just,
and also, I gotta correct the name. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. I botched some names.
No, that was also wrong.
Well, that's wrong too, Pat. Sorry. Okay.
All right, Pat, give it to us.
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
That's what I thought you said first. Shai Gilgeous?
You said Shai Gilchrist-Alexander, which is a combination.
I'm thinking about Michael Gilchrist. Sorry. Yeah.
You know what? It's Friday morning. Like, we got love on the brain, and mispronunciations. Mispronunciation. How you like that, America?
Yeah. It's a long name.
What?
Like, I tried. I'm going to get it better. I'm going to get it right.
All right. Let's go to Justin.
He's a baller. I know that.
Justin in Indiana. We asked people to chime in how your Friday is going. Justin, what do you got? Thanks for calling the show, man.
Hey, what's up, guys? How you guys doing? Happy Friday, man. Good morning. Harry, I got you. You said that you wanted some Friday morning vibes, so I just left a power plant. You know, work 12 hours nights driving home. I'm almost there, though. But I got to stay up today because it's the Masters. You know what I mean? So I want to talk some golf with you guys. Who you guys got? What do you guys forecast happening here?
No, Justin, thanks for the call, but I'm not going to say it. Like, I am always going to be honest with everybody, including Justin. By the way, kudos to you to staying up after a 12-hour shift in the power plant and then to watch golf. Like, I know the Masters is something we air and everybody's going to talk about Tiger. I would be wildly unqualified to tell you anything other than, you know, there are golfers. Guys, man, Nuno, behind the scenes, any of you guys?
Somebody going to Topgolf?
Somebody got a prediction for us on the Masters?
Let Pat do it.
All right, Pat, what do you got? Pat, what do you got?
I mean, the favorite pick is going to be Scottie Scheffler for everybody, but I think I'm going with Justin Thomas. I think he's going to make a random charge here, and I think he's going to win it.
Well, Pat, you went on a rant earlier about who did you just mention again? What was the name?
Scottie Scheffler.
You went on a rant about him. What was your rant about?
Yeah, he's very boring. He's a very boring person, and to have your number one star in the sport be as boring as he is pretty tough. It's the issue baseball has right now. Mike Trout's the best player, but he's very boring and not marketable.
Now, Pat, if you're a big Masters fan, let me know because I can get you, you know, any passes that you may need down in Augusta, Georgia. You know, it's not far from where I live. Just say the word and I'll be able to hook you up.
It's so nice of you to say that while the tournament already started.
All right. So,
well, obviously, Pat, I'm not talking about this year. I'm talking about next year. But if you're going to be a smart ass, I'll take it back. Okay. I'm going to give you passes.
All right. You know what? Tell you what. When we come back, I'm going to tell you a Masters story. It is going to absolutely infuriate every golf fan in the entire world. I lived it. Uh-oh. I will share it with everybody, and then I will stay off Twitter for the rest of the day. By the way, Seamus Power would be my favorite just because that's a badass name.
You love
Seamus
that name.
Power.
He loves that name.
I mean, if Seamus Power doesn't quit golf and become a WWE wrestler, I quit. I don't know what I'm doing. All right. How big a factor will weather play at the Masters? We'll get some actual Masters expertise plus the heartbreaking Masters story that you have to hear. I lived it. I'll tell it to you next. It's Fitz and Harry taking over Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
It's Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80, ESPN2. It's the Fitz and Harry Takeover, which is why you're hearing Love Friday. I like to get that music going. We're setting the mood. Setting the mood for you all day on Friday. Ooh, Harry Douglas, Jason Fitz. Baby, we're making sure your Friday morning starts the way you want your Friday night to end. All right. We were just asked by a caller for a Masters update, for Masters predictions. And I'm always honest with you about what I can't do. I can't predict it. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. That's why I need Michael Collins, ESPN golf analyst, going to join us. Look, getting us the moves, too. How you feeling?
He
Love
vibing.
Friday? You feeling that vibe, right? You feeling that
that's
vibe?
That's what I'm talking about. It's Love Fridays, Mr. Collins.
This morning with Fitz and Harry, bringing you all the smooth vibes as we go out to the golf course and make you feel good this Masters Friday.
Oh, man. How is your whisper so much better than mine? It's
through all day and all night.
That's that Barry White voice right there, too.
He does. It's sensual. All right, so I got...
That's that letting my coffee sick in voice. That's what that is.
All right, I got to tell you a story because we know each other well enough. I can be honest with you, and I told America I'd give them a horrific Masters story. So I want to get your reaction to this, all right? I was my first time ever on local radio. I was co-hosting the morning show, and my co-host was talking about the Masters. And I was like, yeah, you know, I'm just not a golf guy. Like, it just doesn't hit me. And he said, you got to go to Augusta. If you've been to Augusta, it hits different. You'll feel it, right? And I was like, yeah, maybe. So I looked down at my phone when I get to the commercial, and my phone is blowing up. And I'm like, why am I getting all these texts? It turns out, twice on tour with the Band Perry, we played the Masters at Augusta. We played the 18th hole for different events. And twice, they offered me the chance to play. But because I'm not a golfer, I gave it over to our crew guy. Like, our production guys were big golfers. So each time, I was like, man, you should. I went to the locker room area, did Insanity, worked out, and it went about my day. So my buddies were like, dude, you have been to Augusta twice. You have turned down the chance to play at Augusta twice. You were there, and we tried to tell you. So I'm just throwing myself under the bus and letting you know, like, am I still allowed to even participate in the conversation knowing that I turned down the opportunity to play the course twice?
If yes, but if you're not a golfer, I was just gonna say, did the crew member, when you told him to go play, did he hug you and cry and name his firstborn after you? And I will say this, I know another band member of another group who was asked to come play for Augusta, and they asked him what he wanted, and he said, I'd like a round for four. And they go, yeah, right away. And he went, I didn't ask for enough. I should have asked for three rounds. Because you know, when you ask for something and people answer too fast, that was way too easy. So I do want to say this. I was listening before y'all went to this break to come in to talk to me here. Harry, you throwing it out there to anybody. Oh, I can get you Masters tickets anytime for next year you want to go. No, you can't. Stop lying. You cannot just like that. Hey, I'm just calling. You ain't getting Masters tickets. Hey, I got you if you want to go. No, he don't. He ain't got. He'll get you in the Masters parking lot. That's about maybe across the street.
I can get him a pass if he need a pass. I am from Georgia. I live in Georgia. I know people that know people, Mr. Collins.
Okay.
If you need a pass, I'll get him a pass.
Okay.
We're putting this one to the test.
Listen, whatever you print off of your printer, what you get from Kinko's will not get you in here.
Oh, God. All right. So let's get your actual...
I had one of my boys from the Phillies call me up and say, hey, man, we're going to be there a day early. Any chance I can get in there? I go, yeah, what time am I pitching on Friday?
Oh, my God. Dude, I will pay whatever it takes to be there to see your pitching debut, though. Man. Like, I think that would be a delight. I'm all in for it. So let's get some thoughts on what we saw yesterday. We work for ESPN, so the first thing I'm contractually obligated to do is ask you about Tiger. So what did you think of his performance yesterday?
Tiger that we saw on the golf course, it's Ranger Rick. That's what he pulled, another Ranger Rick on everybody. And when I say Ranger Rick, he affectionately kind of calls himself that sometimes when the guy that you see on the driving range can't take it to the golf course. We heard from Freddie Couples early in the week. Man, he's hitting it great. He didn't miss a shot. It looked fantastic. He looked great on the driving range. And then went out onto the golf course and didn't look quite as good. He struggled with one thing that a bunch of guys struggle with, and that was the speed of the greens. Because of the humidity and the high temperature yesterday, they didn't get the greens, I think, as fast as they wanted to get them. And a lot of guys were talking about that. You saw Tiger leave a bunch of putts short, which is rare to see at Augusta National, and that's where he struggled the most. And then, of course, hitting that shot on 18 with his right leg in the bunker and his left leg out of the fairway bunker, I was in the caddy area when he started digging in to hit that shot, and every single one of us, caddies, players, everyone who was in there is going, don't, please, no, don't. Stand up there, just bunt something. And when he made that swing, there was an audible hold your breath as he hopped down in the bunker, holding that right leg up, because everyone was terrified of what could have happened. So Tiger didn't have a great day, didn't necessarily finish well, but the good news for Tiger is the weather that's coming isn't getting here until late in the afternoon, so he'll at least have an opportunity to probably get some holes in not bad weather. The temperature's a little bit lower right now, but is Tiger going to have a chance to put himself into position to be in contention? Probably not. I don't think that's going to happen, and I didn't think that was going to happen anyway, but like you said, Fitz, you know, when it comes down to it, and then Tiger Woods is like, we got to talk Tiger. How about he going to win, right? No, calm down. Calm down.
So, Michael, what is it going to take for Tiger to be able to make the cut?
He's on the close to the number right now. So if he can shoot 70 because of the guys who are going to go late in the afternoon, look, there isn't a lot of things that Augusta National is afraid of, but Mother Nature's one of them. As we came on the air, they were already playing. The first group was just leaving the first fairway as we came on. They bumped the tee times up a half an hour because the nasty weather's not supposed to get here till about 3-4 o'clock in the afternoon. So the more golf they can get in, the better. So that's what's going to have to happen. The weather's going to have to hold off. Tiger's going to have to probably shoot about 2 under to get safely inside the cut number. Remember, here at Augusta, it's top 50 in ties because there were 88 guys that teed off. Two guys have WD'd, so it's 86 guys in the top 50 in ties are the ones that are going to make it to the weekend. I don't know how excited anyone's going to be to make it to the weekend if you don't have a chance to win when the forecast is 53 degrees, blowing and rainy, with lows in the low 40s. So if you're excited about playing that kind of golf at Augusta, then you are a true golf lover.
All right, so we got to lock it in. Lock it in brought to you by Gorilla for the toughest jobs on planet Earth. After what you saw yesterday, who do you think is going to lock this thing in and win it?
Oh, man, it's so hard to call right now just because of the weather factor that's coming late this afternoon and Saturday. John Rahm is my boy, but so is Brooks Koepka. And if John Rahm, number one, Victor Hovland, I think, shot 7 under because the golf course looked at his shirt and was like, okay, all right, you win today, okay? Please, don't ever wear that again, right? And Victor Hovland's got mad game. I don't know that he can stay in contention. Now, he has been practicing in some horrible weather, but the thought of John Rahm and Brooks Koepka, PGA Tour guy, live guy coming off a win last week, coming down the stretch in the back nine on Sunday, battling for a green jacket. Yes, please. I don't know if I'd be able to even do TV because I'd be sitting down just with a piece of ice cream sandwich. Just grub it and don't talk to me right now. I need to see what's going on there. But in the end, it's going to be hard to pick against John Rahm, even though I think Brooks Koepka, now 100% healthy, is the one who could take him to the wire.
As always, you should check out Maddie and the Caddy. Great podcast. Check out all of our Masters coverage. Starts this morning at 8:45 Eastern on ESPN+. Continues at 3 p.m. Eastern on ESPN. Michael Collins, you are the best, my friend. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Yeah, man. If you ever get invited to the Masters to play again and turn it down, I'll kill you myself.
You know what? I didn't know you then, and but if I did, I would go out there. Let me carry your bags. Let me caddy for you.
I gotta say this to Michael really quick. Now, yeah, you know
Harry getting three. Hey, Harry's gonna get three tickets for me next year. I'm putting in requests right now. Let's see how much pool you got.
All right,
three too many, Mike. I can get you one.
Cool. 2024. I'm eighth.
Three, 2 minutes.
All right, two. Then don't make me go by myself. Let me impress people. Harry got us two tickets. He got that kind of pool around
you
here.
Ain't seen, hey, you ain't seen the knickers I'm gonna wear though. Like I'll be like no.
Dressed like the gnome.
Oh, there we go. Thanks for hanging out
throwing
with us.
Throwing it back to you guys in the studio. Hey, hey, thank you so much for having me on.
Look at
all
that.
Day and all night.
Oh, that is Michael Collins doing God's work there. Thank you, brother. That is, I am beat red at this point. Oh, all right. As Tiger continues to struggle, you want him to keep going out there and play? I want you guys to chime in on this. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. If it's a less than 100% of Tiger, are you all in? We're going to answer the question of why everybody continually wants to watch that next. It's Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, Harry Douglas, Jason Fitz, filling in for the guys.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
It's Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, but it's a Fitz and Harry takeover on ESPN Radio.
You have to elaborate, because as soon as Sweet Lady came on,
I mean,
you smile from ear to ear.
It's just, there are certain songs that you know, it's just like, you just tell your speakers to turn the lights to 50%.
I think this was middle school for me.
The candles are, oh my God. Yeah, this is.
I will play cool, but I can't now.
I'm older than you, but there was definitely some exploration to this song. Oh, I'm just going to need a moment. Harry Douglas, Jason Fitz. I didn't know that I could go back there so quickly. All right, it's Love Fridays. We're setting the move on Friday morning for Friday evening. We're setting it right. We want to thank Michael Collins for coming on. We were just talking about it during the break. I love that the human being, but also love the fact that he comes on and just has so much fun and makes golf so approachable, because I'm never going to lie to you guys about what I know and what I don't know, what I like and what I don't like. And I think that's important. It's not that I don't like golf. It's just that it's not something that I've spent a lot of my life around, you know?
I think the personality, man, that he brings to it, being himself, but not being too serious, but can provide, you know, expertise information on what's going on a golf course and also at the Masters or any golf tournament. But also having that personality to come on with us and, you know, sing, you know, our songs that we have playing when we come into a segment. So it's phenomenal, and it's a breath of fresh air when it comes to the media world.
So the question that we've raised here, because we were talking about it off air and I'm bringing it to you guys, is why? When you're not getting the Tiger that we used to get, when you're getting Tiger in a much different level, what is it that flocks everybody back to him? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. I make this comparison a lot, not to body shame here, but I always make the joke about Fat Axel. Like, I was an 80s rock kid when I was a kid, right? Like, grew up around hair metal. So if you grew up around hair metal, you went and saw Guns N' Roses live. Like, Axl Rose out there, and it's like, welcome to the jungle. Like, you know, writhing around in the leather pants. Like, I have that memory as a kid. Now, Axl Rose and Guns N' Roses are out touring again, and I've never gone to see them because in my mind, what I saw as a kid was perfect. And I don't want to go see, you know, Fat Axel cram it into leather pants, not sounding the way he used to sound. I don't want to see a shell of Guns N' Roses. I want to see actual Guns N' Roses. I don't want to see the Geico Slash commercial. I want to see Rockstar Slash. So, like, for me, sometimes those moments when they're at their best in a particular moment in your life, I'd rather case that memory and let it be perfect just the way it was. But it feels like a lot of people with golf want to continue to live the Tiger moment over and over and over again. So it's just a different mentality than I have on all this.
And I think it's because when you look at other sports, right, it's easy to have the next person up. When it comes to golf, I think the sport is so individualized. And, you know, it's hard for people to live up to the hype that we see a Tiger Woods have lived up to since he started golfing back, what, 1996?
Yeah, because there's not another Tiger. Like, exactly. And there's not going to be another Tiger anytime soon, right? Like, yep. that's in the NBA, when Michael fades off, there can be a LeBron. And when LeBron fades off, there'll be a whoever.
Wait a minute. Don't you dare skip Kobe Bryant.
No, that's fair. Michael to Kobe. Kobe,
okay,
yeah.
Okay. Just want to make sure.
So we're going to get your thoughts on it. Roland in Arkansas. Roland, what do you got for us on Tiger?
What's up, guys? How's it going?
We're great. How are you?
You actually made my point for me. You know, there's not another trendsetter in golf. There never will be. Like, you know, Tiger Woods was the guy that you bet on him against the field. So you have the average person who's not a golf fan but loves Tiger. Those are the ones who want to keep seeing Tiger play golf in the hopes that they have the glimpse of what they loved about golf. You know, you were talking about Brooks Koepka. Him winning the Masters for, like me, I love golf. That storyline of an LIV golfer beating a bunch of PGA pros is absolutely amazing storyline for me. But for somebody who really don't care about golf, that doesn't intrigue them. It's Tiger.
And that's a really fair point. Everything you just said is fair. The only thing I think of, and I'm going to say these two words, and Harry's going to get very mad at me, but like, I didn't want to watch Fat Michael with the Wizards. Like I liked Skinny Mike. I liked Michael Jordan with the Bulls. I didn't like Fat Mike with the Wizards.
Sometimes I dream.
Okay.
That he is me, like Mike. I want to be like Mike.
I want to be. Okay, let's go to Don in Dallas. Don, what do you got for us?
Thanks for the call, guys. Hey, before you guys get off the air, I don't care what he's convicted of. You guys have to play some R. Kelly. So many babies was made for that. But to golf, I would say the reason why I watch, because that would be the biggest comeback storyline of all time ever if Tiger was even able to tie Jack Nicholson. You know, and plus he's the trendsetter and nobody has taken his place. And for that guy to say, Bryson DeChambeau, whatever, the one that got that major, called him a live. He was a PGA pro too before he went to live. So that's not a storyline. I mean, they're all pros. Tiger was the match. Huh?
Who did you say again? Golf wise?
What's his name? Bryson DeChambeau, or what's his name? Brooks Koepka. My bad, Brooks Koepka.
Okay.
Yeah. So
when he won that major, he called him a live guy instead of a PGA pro. They were all PGA pros before they went to live.
I know that's a fair point. And actually, I think your underdog point is a really good one in the sense that why do we watch the first round of the NCAA tournament? Like, we're hoping to see a 16 beat a one, right? So when you can see if the underdog is the ultimate Hulk Hogan moment, you didn't watch 80s wrestling like I did, but if you remember, like back in the day, Hulk's arm would go up in the sleeper hold and then it'd fall down and then up again for count number two and it'd fall down. And on number three, just before it hits the ground, starts shaking and you see the rise of Hulk, and before you know it, he's body slamming Andre the Giant. Maybe it is that. Maybe it's the ultimate comeback story. Let's go to, is it Chai Chi in New York?
Yeah. I just wanted to touch on Tiger Woods. Like you said, there's no next man up. So I think we're just holding on, looking at nostalgia and just wanting him to be great again. Like I said, everybody in another sport, you can always see a progression. But with golf, it's funny that the most interesting thing right now in golf is the competition between the PGA and the LIV. So I think as golf fans, that's the only thing we can hold on to.
Yeah, that's a really good point, you know, holding on to the nostalgia. I just I hate seeing less of greatness, and all we've seen is greatness. Tune in for baseball action tomorrow night, by the way. The Braves, never heard of them, host the Padres. Coverage begins at 6:30 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Did that other caller say Jack Nicklaus or Jack Nicholson?
I don't know whether he said the actor or the golfer. I'm not sure. National champion Angel Reese joins us next.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.